Almost the entire web today uses HTTPS, which means it is secured and authenticated by what we call certificate, which I talked about many times in this channel. Certificates are generated by what we call certificate authorities, which themselves are also have certificate that are trusted by something upper layers that are called the root certificates. This chain of trust is very critical for authentication. And today's topic is Let's Encrypt. Very, very popular certificate authority. Let's Encrypt uses multiple root certificates for their authentication and certification. And on September 2021, one of those root certificates will be expired. In this video, I want to talk about what is the ramification of that expiration that will happen in a few months. And I'm going to go through the article that Let's Encrypt posted and what you can do. How about we jump into it, guys? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Guys, welcome to the Backend Engineering Show. This is the show where we discuss all sorts of backend software engineering topics, news, and articles. So if you like this stuff, make sure to subscribe and like this video. And how about we jump into this? Let's Encrypt, a very, very popular certificate authority, have just announced that one of their root certificates, right, are gonna expire. And if your device is trusting only that root certificate that is about to expire, then you're going to receive warnings on your client app or any app that consumes an API that you happen to use HTTPS on the backend, which is using a certificate signed by Let's Encrypt. If you're only relying on that root certificate that's about to expire, you might want to watch this and understand what really happens. Obviously, Let's Encrypt have some sort of a concept that's called cross-signing. That means a certificate or Let's Encrypt themselves are signed by, I cross-signed by multiple root certificates. So, I mean, even if this is expired or you do not trust that particular root certificate, there is also another root certificate that you can fall over and trust. However, not all clients are smart enough to understand this chain, to understand this graph of trust, this chain of trust. In fact, one major bug on OpenSSL is there was a bug, I believe, in Android devices that it didn't know that, oh, there is another path that I can take to trust this certificate, to validate this certificate. It will just go up in there up until one, it finds one route, and if it's expired or validated or revoked, it will just reject the certificate. Despite there is another path that is cross-signed by another root certificate. Very tricky stuff, right? So how about we jump into the article, read it a little bit, and then discuss a little bit more. All right, guys, let's go through this article. Let's Encrypt. DST root CA X3 expiration September 2021. That's the title of this blog or this article. On September 30th, 2021, there will be a small change in how older browsers and devices trust Let's Encrypt certificate. If you run a typical website, you won't notice any difference, which is that's because most clients understand that there are two routes to trust, right? One of them are expiring, and I don't believe they are planning to renew it, probably. The vast majority of your visitors will still accept your Let's Encrypt certificate if you have If you provide an API or have a support for IoT devices, which we know that the IoT devices are more nefarious for kind of having older versions or trustless certificates, right? Root certificates. You might have to pay a little bit more attention to this change. Let's Encrypt has a root certificate called ISRG root X1. This certificate, guys, ISRG root 1, is the one that they actually added on top of the other one that is about to expire. That one is the new one. And unfortunately, not all devices trust this. Modern browsers and devices trust the Let's Encrypt certificate installed on your website because they include the ISRG root X1 in their list of root certificate. To make sure the certificates we issue are trusted on older devices, we also have a cross signature from an older root certificate, DST root X3, which is the one that is about to expire. So that certificate, if you get a certificate from Let's Encrypt, you will obviously, the certificate authority will be Let's Encrypt, and Let's Encrypt themselves are cross signed with two root certificates. DST root CAX3 will expire on September 30th, 2021. That means those older devices that don't trust ICRG X1 will start getting certificate warnings when visiting sites that use Let's Encrypt certificate. What should you do? For most people, nothing at all. We've set up our certificate assurance so your website will do the right thing in most cases. Is it really your website or is it your client? I don't know about a website, right? I don't need to change anything in the website. It's the certificate. It's the certificate. It didn't change, right? I don't really have to reissue a certificate. That's good. If you provide an API or have an IoT devices, obviously, if you're using a browser, you don't have to worry about browsers are the best clients to these kind of things. They are always up to date. You don't have to worry about them. But if you have your own client, if you have your own C# app or a Python app, a certain app that does the verification of the certification, you might just want to see what kind of software they're using, what kind of library they're using for this verification. You most probably did not write the verification yourself. It's just too complicated. Nobody almost does that. You use a library such as OpenSSL, LibreSSL, WolfSSL, something like that, right? I don't know if WolfSSL is actually a library. I know it's a company. All kinds of your API must trust ICRG root X1, not just DST root CAX3. Two, if client of your API are using OpenSSL, that's what I talked about in the beginning, they must use version 1.1.0 or later. There was a bug. I remember Ryan Sleevy talked about it on Twitter. In OpenSSL 1.0x, a quirk in certificate verification means that even clients that trust ICRG root X1 will fail when presented with an Android-compatible certificate chain we recommended by. All right, how about we discuss this a little bit? So, what do you need to do? You need to make sure that your devices that connect to a site that is obviously hosted on HTTPS and signed by a certificate that is signed by Let's Encrypt, then you have to worry about this. Only if you're in this configuration, which most of the web is, because Let's Encrypt is free and you just get it, right? You can easily get it. And I think it's gonna cause a little bit of a havoc, this thing, in my opinion. Now, you have to check that your device that is connecting, if your browser, if you only connect through the browser, discard everything in this video because the browser is always up to date, smart enough, knows all that. I'm talking about when you have an app that you built that uses some sort of a certificate verification, and most people don't know that they are using certificate because it's all hidden from you, right? You just say, okay, I'm connecting to HTTPS. Even a fetch command, a Node.js app that connect to an HTTPS site, you're going to do a certificate verification because you're going to do a TLS, you're going to receive a certificate from the server, and then you're going to do a validation when you do that validation, you're going to need some sort of a library that helps you do the validation, unless you wrote the validation yourself, which is, I hardly doubt that. Okay. And in the process of that validation, which is extremely complex, right? Look at this graph, for example. This is a graph from the RFC of the certificate chain. Like how many graphs you can get. There's so many possible graphs of certification chains. That's probably the accurate word. So you can have multiple routes and multiple routes. So there are many paths that you have to take. You cannot just go one path and just terminate. No, you have to go back and then do almost like a, what is this, breadth first. And you can, obviously, this is the graph. You have all these algorithms, breadth first, depth first, all that jazz, right? So you end up with multiple routes. So you have to trust at least one, maybe. If you want more security, you might trust all of them. Up to you, really. That's all details that you can go through. It depends on the algorithm. And if you use OpenSSL, OpenSSL had a bug at one point, especially older version like 009, where it will take your certificate that it just received from the server and will check, okay, who signed this? Oh, let's encrypt. Okay, who can I trust? Let's encrypt, because you can't just blindly trust let's encrypt. It's not installed on your device. So you do the same thing. You do a cyclic check. Okay, who signed let's encrypt, right? It could be another certificate authority, but in case of let's encrypt, it's directly the root certificate, which is, we know root certificates are not signed by anyone above it. It is signed by itself. It's also called self-signed. And if it's a self-signed, by default, you don't trust it. But unless it's installed on your machine itself, which most all OSs ships with these root certificates, trust it. Okay? That's why if you bought a device from China, be very careful what certificate has been installed in it, what root certificate have been installed in it, because they will clearly install some shady government root certificate, and using that, they can intercept the traffic, terminate your TLS, serve you a certificate that is signed by them, right? And your browser won't complain. I take that back. Browsers recently, your other apps might not complain because they will check the operating system certificate store for this route and will say, this is a Google.com certificate signed from China. Great firewall of China. Awesome, I trust it. Browsers, though, are moving away from this, completely trusting the operating system, into trusting what they call their own store. They have their own certificate store. So there's another layer of security here. Right? And even if you bought a Chinese laptop that has like a shady root certificate, if you're using Chrome, you should be fine, because Chrome will default to the Chrome root certificate. And I have no idea if they can essentially force an installation in the certificate store of the browser itself. I have no idea. But that said, OpenSSL had this bug where it will go up and will just stop on the first certificate that is bad. And it's just like, hey, the certificate is invalid, despite there is another path that it can take and validate, right? So that's basically what I want to talk about. This is going to cause havoc a little bit, right? Especially with IoT devices, things like people will be forced to update their devices left and right. They're using old iPhones. If you have an iPhone 4, all of a sudden some websites won't work. You'll get this red button, right? The errors, the certificate error. What do you guys think? Do you have are you running a fleet of IoT devices, or do you have some sort of old devices or old apps that connects to a site that happened to be hosted by Let's Encrypt? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm gonna see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.